How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, Executive Resume Writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Today I have a topic for you that is not so savory, not so well thought of, and it's about resume plagiarism, LinkedIn plagiarism in your job search. We all have heard stories in which people have made stuff up on their resumes, but what about the more insidious error or fault of copying somebody else's stuff? What happens when you copy from someone else's resume? What happens to them? What happens to you? And what do employers think about this copied content? How do they find out? And how does that change your job prospects? Your resume is yours, as the content belongs to you. But what happens when somebody messes with it or you mess with somebody else's stuff? It could sink your job search. So the short answer is that no copying is allowed. Absolutely no copying is allowed for your resume, your LinkedIn profile. It's got to be unique to you. But there's a longer answer to this. The combination of careers, experiences, and phrases that you choose to convey your background is yours. So original content has to come to the forefront and has to market you appropriately. But I recognize that it's hard when there's so much out there and there's so much that is easy to copy, and your own scope of vision for your job, it might be a little bit limited. It's my job, of course, to take that out and to tease that apart. But from your standpoint, you might find that kind of hard. So still consider the fact that it is ethically wrong to directly copy information from another person's resume, cover letter, LinkedIn profile, or anywhere and claim it as your own. If you're going the applicant tracking system route, of course, there's going to be searches that the companies are going to do, the recruiters within the organizations are going to do. And if they search on a phrase and find more than one resume that looks like it's kind of the same thing, that can be a red flag. So strictly copy and pasting will, of course, always be a particularly terrible idea. Interestingly, LinkedIn and Microsoft 365 had made this a little bit easier. I don't have Microsoft 365, but my understanding is that there's a function now in which you can take pieces of others' LinkedIn profiles and claim them as your own for your resume. I can only imagine this comes out of some strategy to monetize the relationship that they have now owning LinkedIn. But what do I think about this? That's a terrible idea. Don't do it. It makes for a lack of vibrance, a lack of color, a lack of individuality. And I don't know why Microsoft has chosen to do this, except that they now own LinkedIn. But let's make this a little bit more local than LinkedIn or Microsoft or the internet at large. On my website, I have a couple of samples of resumes that I've written for people. I direct people to look at them all the time because I want them to see the caliber of my work, how I do what I do. But I always say to them, you'll see two things. One is that none of these resumes or cover letters look like yours. They don't look anything like your background. They have nothing to do with you because they were written for individuals at a certain point in their careers doing a certain thing at a certain time. And that's what I reported on. The flip side, this is number two, is that when I write someone else's resume, I do the exact same thing, which means that nobody can copy from them. If your resume and your LinkedIn profile talk about your accomplishments, your unique background, there's nothing to copy from. If you put in a job description that HR has on file somewhere, there's lots to copy from. And you're copying, so someone else can copy, and it sort of makes sense that that's what's going to happen. But if you're writing about your own unique background, you don't have to copy from somewhere else, and no one else can plagiarize from you. The combination of careers, experiences, and phraseology that you use matches what you are and who you are and what you bring to the table. And nobody can claim your unique history, and you have ample discussion material for your resume, your LinkedIn profile, your interview to prove that unique expertise. Moreover, plagiarism has an incredibly unsavory sense about it. Anybody who finds that you have been caught lying is going to reject your candidacy. I can't imagine that somebody would think it's a good idea to hire somebody who is presenting themselves on false pretenses. So be yourself, figure out what you have to say, offer it up as your unique background and accomplishments and experiences, and you will inevitably make a better impression than if you do anything that is underhanded. Thanks so much for listening.